Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The city of Eureka can now issue pension bonds to refund the California Public Employees Retirement System after a lawsuit opposing the move was dropped. In November of 2012, the city filed a legal action to validate that the city had properly authorized the use of pension bonds to refund the city's financial liabilities for CalPERS. A hearing on the city's request was held on April 8th, and the only person opposing the validation, William Holmes, filed a notice of appeal of the judgment on May 7th in order to prevent the issuance of the bonds. On July 9th, Holmes sent the city a notice of abandonment, indicating he would not proceed with the appeal. Although the city can proceed with the financing of the bond, the delay will cost taxpayers an estimated $800,000. A resident of Brookings, Oregon, was arrested in North Central California in connection with the kidnapping of a Crescent City resident on Thursday. 24-year-old Joshua Bond was driving in Willows when a CHP officer attempted to pull him over. After the officer stopped Bond, he was found to be in possession of a shotgun and a 9mm submachine gun. He also had a pound of methamphetamine and a half pound of marijuana. Bond is suspected of being involved in the kidnapping and beating of a man from Crescent City last month. Two other suspects, 35-year-old Smith River resident Bonnie Steeler and 30-year-old Mike Waters of Crescent City, are still being sought in connection with the kidnapping. On Thursday, Congressman Jared Huffman teamed up with fellow representatives Mike Thompson and Doug LaMalfa of California and Doug Lamborn of Oregon to introduce the Plant Act, protecting lands against narcotics trafficking in an effort to curb major marijuana grows in Northern California and Southern Oregon forests. The Plant Act would target environmental damage and establish penalties for damage caused during the growing and production of marijuana and other illegal substances. The bill now heads to the House Judicial Committee for consideration. Congressman Huffman also issued a response to the latest vote in the House of Representatives to overturn the Affordable Care Act. Huffman called the latest vote the 38th such vote led by House Republican leadership to overturn the act a waste of time when more pressing issues are at hand. Huffman also highlighted the benefits expanded health care has had on residents of the 2nd District, noting that more seniors are eligible for Medicare preventative services and more seniors are now receiving prescription drug discounts. Huffman also pointed out increased numbers of children and women who are getting preventative health care without deductibles or premium increases, and that thousands of children in the district with pre-existing medical conditions can no longer be denied medical care. You can find more information by visiting Congressman Huffman's webpage. In local crime news, sheriff's deputies arrested 45-year-old Fieldbrook resident Anthony George on charges of burglary after a witness spotted him breaking into a car in the Mad River Beach parking lot. Another witness watched George ride onto the Hammond Trail Bridge, where authorities intercepted him. He was found with burglary tools and less than an ounce of marijuana, and he was booked into jail. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District has a water system with old pipes, some of them very old pipes, and district managers have outlined a 20-year infrastructure repair plan to address aging equipment. General Manager Carol Reisch and Engineer Pat Caspari explained how the water district has identified the most pressing infrastructure problems and are using that information to craft future plans. First up for the district is replacing an 18-inch pipe on the Samoa Peninsula.
It basically serves all the southern half of the Samoa Peninsula, Fairhaven, and it also crosses under the bay and serves Humboldt Community Services District and the city of Eureka. 2 miles of pipe, 18-inch pipe. And so we knew that that was one of the main infrastructure projects that the district had to address.
Reisch said that the pipe replacement is just the first in future upgrades and repairs.
We've had four or five fairly significant failures. When you have an 18-inch high-capacity, high-pressure water line fail in sand, you make a big sinkhole, and it's very difficult to repair. So we haven't had as bad experience as many others did, but we've had our share, and that's why this has been it's a good example of old infrastructure that rises to the top and saying, we got to deal with it.
The district has used state and federal grants to fund 80% of the pipe replacement project, which could cost between $3 and $5 million. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.